Rachel, come on, talk to me, please.
See you, I can't even look at you right now.
What?
Nothing.
You just said everything was okay. What are they talking about?
Rachel.
Just get away from me.
It was a mistake. I made a mistake, okay?
A mistake? What were you trying to put it in? Her purse?
Where did he put it?
You should have washed your hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I knew something had to be wrong because
my throat was itchy
yesterday.
Yeah, well, I guess they had a fight and he got drunk.
You guys knew about this and you didn't tell us?
He had
corona.
Do we get hit in our heads?
You know what? I want you to leave. Get out of here. Just
no,
get out now.
No, I want to stay. I want to talk about this.
Okay. All right.
When was the last time you washed your hands?
Uh-oh.
What?
Washed your hands.
Don't answer that.
Come on, Ross, you said you wanted to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
How long did you wash your hands?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Nobody likes change.
Okay. Should we do something?
Yeah.
Always wash your hands.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I was disgusted with myself, and this morning I was so upset, and then I got your message, and I was so happy.
Whoa, wait a minute. What time did your little friend leave? She was there.
She was still there? She was in there when I was in there? Oh, Jessica!
Listen, hey, the important thing is
I'm symptom free.
And yet she was worth jeopardizing our relationship!
Look, I didn't think there was a relationship to jeopardize. I thought we were broken up.
We were on a break.
That, for all I knew, could last forever. That, to me, is a break up.
You think you're going to get out of this on a technicality?
Look, I'm not trying to get out of anything, okay? I thought our relationship was dead.
Well, you sure had a hell of a time at the wake.
You know what? I don't think we should listen to this anymore.
What are you doing? I can't go out there.
Why not? I'm hungry.
We'll get corona.
God! And to have to hear about it from Gunther!
Come on, like I wanted him to tell you, I ran all over the place trying to make sure that didn't happen.
Oh, that is so sweet. I think I'm falling in love with you all over again.
You know what? I think we can go out there. I mean, they have more important things to worry about.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Look, Rachel, I wanted to tell you. I thought I should. I did, and then Chandler and Joey convinced me not to.
Wax the door shut. We're never leaving it.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's remote, you're broke, you're fighting a deathly plague. It's like you're always stuck in quarantine. Well, you might be there a day, a week, a month, or even a year, but I'll be over there for you.
When the TV disappears,
hope that cough is just the flu.
Like you didn't even wash before,
I'll be over there for you.
Social distancing, me too.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens. Welcome back to the Horror Club.
Meow.
The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Fuck Carol Baskins!
That bitch. Welcome to the quarantine episode, which is like episode 16?
I think so.
Yeah, it's episode 16. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's going on in the world? Well, we got big cats.
Small cat.
Big cats, small cats.
Hairy pussy. Bloody pussy. Hot pussy. Cold pussy. Smelly pussy.
We've been in quarantine for a while.
It has not taken effect.
I think that, I think we're good. What's been going on in the world? I mean, we got love for big cats and hate for Carol Baskins and people wanting to reopen up the states and
not wear their masks.
Not wearing masks. Which, by the way, I heard that Lyft is now requiring passengers to wear masks. Next time you take a Lyft, you have to have a mask on.
Yeah.
There was something else that was going down during quarantine. I mean, like, what have you been up to during quarantine? You haven't been working. We've all been...
Well,
me have been quarantined inside house for a while.
I've been working on and off. You know, I was working at the gummy bear factory for a couple of days, and then I was working at the bakery for a couple of days.
Right.
Wearing masks, so don't get your panties in a twist. And besides, I think Nisa and I already had the coronavirus, so we're probably immune to it
by
now.
You know, she says that we had the coronavirus, and I'm pretty sure we didn't.
I had a fever that lasted for 4 days.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you had the coronavirus. That could have meant you just had the flu.
No, but I had a fever that lasted for 4 days, and my sore throat lasted for 4 days, too.
Yeah,
and then it was a dry cough and a runny nose. That's what they say the symptoms
okay,
are.
Okay, maybe we had Rona, but I don't think we had Rona. You might have had Rona, but I don't think I had Rona.
Well, if you got sick, you had to have gotten it from me, which was the Corona. And I think Dan probably gave it to us, because I think Dan had it first. Because he was sick, and then I caught it, and then you caught it.
Okay. Well, I just remember
because
being
why isn't Dan sick yet? You know? Dan's been going out there to Costco, Walmart. He hasn't caught anything
yet.
Yeah,
but he's, like, wearing gloves and sanitizing.
Okay. Well, then why haven't I caught anything yet? Because I've been going out there, and I actually haven't been wearing my mask when I go shopping.
Yeah,
and
she's just inviting Corona.
To be honest, she's like... to be honest, I don't wash my hands when I come home.
You know, they said that the newest side effect, or they were talking about it, and they're talking about the newest side effect to Rona is a loss of appetite and weight loss. Come at me, Rona. Come at me.
Really? Loss of appetite and weight loss? Well, right. I guess we don't have to worry about
that's
right
what
now,
all the TikTokers are doing anyway. Which, by the way, don't download TikTok. It's gotten that bad that I've downloaded TikTok, guys.
Yeah, Nisa has been sending me TikTok videos all quarantine.
Yes. Not all quarantine, just the recent one, last week. I've been doing pretty good. I've been in quarantine for, like, 2 months. Like, personally, I haven't left this house since, I don't know, like...
February?
I don't even remember now.
March?
Wait. Okay. January, February. I want to say the last time I left this house was probably like February 22nd. It was like a hockey game. I went to a hockey game and I got sick like the day or two after the hockey game.
Okay, wait. You went to a hockey game and then you blamed me for getting you sick?
No, because I was already, like, feeling pretty bad before, like, during the hockey game.
Okay.
And then I got really sick after the hockey game.
Okay.
And then...
Okay, because I'm just saying...
I jokingly said, bitch, you got me sick.
Yeah, and then but you told, and then you told like Anna, and then Anna was like, yeah, Kaylee probably got you sick.
You probably did get me sick, because sickness doesn't come just from one night. Like, you don't get sick, or, like, right after. Plus, yeah, I was feeling pretty bad at the hockey game. I actually didn't want to go, but my husband was like, no, we should go. And I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling too good, though. Like, I wasn't completely sick, but I felt it in my body kind of thing. Like, you know, that tired feeling?
Yeah.
So I went to the hockey game, and then I came back, and the next couple days, I got, like, the next day or 2 days later, I was full blown. I'm pretty sure it was the flu. I've had the flu before. I had the flu then. Like I had congestion, runny nose. I didn't have a cough though. I never had a cough throughout that whole thing. And I
then
had
you
a fever.
Probably didn't have Rona.
That's what I'm saying.
But I assure
I didn't have Rona. Yet.
I had a cough though. I had all the symptoms. It was like check. The only thing that I didn't have was the trouble breathing, but I think those only happen in the extreme
But
cases.
Not only that, though, I heard that Rona lasts for...
I
only
was
had
sick
it for, like, 3 days.
Wednesday till Monday.
Yeah, but you went back to work on Monday.
Yeah, because they said I would get fired if I didn't.
Okay.
Don't you remember?
Okay.
I was still sick, but they were like, hey, so you called out six on Thursday and Friday. You planning on coming back? Because if you don't, they're going to fire you.
Right.
And now, because this was back in March.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, if you're sick, stay home. Please right. take care of yourself.
Right.
But back in March, they were like, bitch, get to work.
Portland's in complete shutdown now. We're all living indoors. You know, we're living that Uber life. The Uber Eats and the DoorDash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to diet over here.
And then it's not helping that I'm like, yo, I'm going to get Dairy Queen. You down with that?
The quarantine 15 is real, yo.
I think it's the quarantine 25. I don't know. Oh, another thing we should talk about quarantine
uh-huh.
is the unfairness of pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm making more money on unemployment than I ever did when I had a job. Like, I actually have savings now. True. I've never had savings before.
True. I mean, like, I'm hoping that we're going to get re-stimulated because I would enjoy another $2,400.
Well, I've heard that they're talking about getting us another $2,000 every month. Well,
yeah, I know. I was like, are you serious right now? If the government could just give this money to us all the time, like, why hasn't this been happening?
Because they're stupid.
It's money is just paper. I had a rant. When you're at home and you're not doing anything but watching, like, Netflix and cleaning your house, and you sit here and you think about how, like, everything is just so little right now. Like, money is made up. It doesn't mean anything. Nothing means nothing. Like, I had a breakdown the other day. I was like, nothing means anything. It doesn't even matter.
Sounds like you had an existential crisis like I did when I had to go to the emergency room
Ativan. You did have to do that. We haven't had a cabin fever, though. Like, we haven't had the... You and I, we do live together. We're best friends. But it's like, we try not to spend all the time together.
Yeah. Because then you're going to get tired of me.
Right. And you're going to get tired of me being a bitch. You know, what's funny is, like, I am actually a real homebody. Like, I might project.
I want to go out and I want to do some. But
you're actually. I might project that, but I'm actually,
thriving right now.
I'm thriving. I was thriving. Let's get that. Because right now I'm like, okay, it's time for this shit to be over with so I can go out and, like, enjoy life.
Yeah, like you're missing the sunshine and all that.
Yeah.
I have an air conditioner in my room now.
Oh my god, it's only May and it's like 91 degrees outside over here.
I left Vegas for weather like that. I don't know why
it's happening here. It's only May and, yeah.
It's only May.
it's gonna be May. Bitch, I know it's May.
It's only May.
I mean, besides going like stir crazy.
You're going to switch your ass off too. Then comes July. An August heat wave, September too. Going to switch your ass off too.
It's going to be terrible. It's a nightmare. But at least we're indoors with air conditioning.
That's right. And Netflix.
Netflix.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Hulu. Voodoo. You do remind me of the babe. I watched a David Bowie documentary the other day.
Did you? Speaking of Amazon, I don't know who anyone else out there, but I feel you when you have to check off that you and Amazon are in a toxic relationship, because I can't express how toxic my relationship with Amazon is. You know, I ordered a pillow. You know what kind of pillow it was? It's a pregnancy pillow. But I'm not pregnant. I just want that body pillow. Curl up in a fetal position with and snuggle.
You know what? I'm getting fat girl problems because, like, I think my boobs are getting too big, or my stomach's getting too big for me to lie on my stomach. Like, I have to grab my pillow and then, like, rest it under my chin.
It's actually really, like, it's bad really for you to hard. Sleep on your stomach, and I'm a stomach sleeper, too.
I love, like, sleeping on my stomach.
But it's actually really bad for you, though.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually pretty bad for me because it causes me acid reflux, and then it causes me, like, hard breathing. Besides that, it's actually pretty bad for me to sleep on my back. So I bought this pregnancy pillow to sleep more on my side. So hopefully that'll help. But yeah, and that pillow is coming in like a week. Meanwhile, you've been helping me try to experiment with my hair.
That's right.
And that's taken 2 fucking months to do because the ordering and the mailing and the shipping process is scattered everywhere.
But that's good, though, because it gives your hair a break. So
it's true.
You know.
I'm now like an orangey strawberry blonde, and I'm just going to stop right there
she,
for now.
She looks like CL right now.
I'm just going to stop
like right
there.
Like, if you've ever seen the CL.
I'm an ugly CL right now.
CL lifted video, that's the color hair Niece has got right now.
This is an ugly CL color right now. I mean, there's like.
She's a Walmart CL.
There you go. Name the Walmart. Walmart or Big Lots? I don't know.
She's Big Lots CL.
Oh, anyway, it's a hot mess. Okay, get back to the show.
I wouldn't say it's a mess.
It's a mess. But let's get back to the show. Today we're going to go ahead and review some K-pop. We have been, that's like, we've been trying to record at the same time it's been too hot in the room, or Dan's been getting into iRacing, so he's been using the office a lot for racing and racing online and all this stuff. And a lot of K-pop's been happening, and we've been trying to really avoid it so we can provide some content for our listeners. Before we started the show, I asked Frosty if she would like to review something bad first before getting into the good stuff. So I don't know if, Frosty, if you've heard about this K-pop group that came out from the UK, and they're called Kachi. Or K-A-C-H-I, okay? Kachi?
Okay.
Would you pronounce that Kachi? Kachi?
Coochie.
Coochie? Anyway, this group, like, we're on Twitter and stuff like that, and this group is getting major hate. Major hate.
Okay.
From the K-pop community. Now, for, like...
Is anybody in the band Asian?
I don't know. I've, like, avoided... The only thing that I've ever seen is, like, you know, little memes, little gifs about how trash this group is. And I've really avoided it so we could review it on our own and see how they actually are. So,
okay, well, let's check out this trash.
Let's check out this trash.
Sure, it can't be any more trash than Elon Musk's kid's name.
I mean, the K-pop community is...
Shout out to Kyle.
Damn. I mean, the K-pop community, there's a lot of love, there's a lot of, you know, we're very accepting, and I just can't imagine how bad this is for them to really just be like, oh no.
I don't know. I mean, the K-pop community, they're not very forgiving. Are these guys or girls?
This is a girl group.
Okay, it's girl group. Okay.
So, again, this is a UK K-pop group.
Kachi.
And we're going to be watching Your Turn.
It's Kachi! Oh, there's some Asians.
It looks like there's...
I don't need to know whatever her name is, 'cause I know you'll be okay. You can do this.
cause she ain't got nothing on you. You can do this. 쟤는 같이 없어. You're better off without him. 그리고 TV도 무슨 hurting. 쟤는 같이 없어. You're better off. You need to let him be. Don't hurt, love her. Stitch up the way it is. Mark my words, he's not the one. Get over it. Thinking about picking up the phone, come on, hey. Only if it's me and me there. What on the street is he gotta kinda loose? If he can't see that you're coming with his juice, tripping on my teeth, you know what you gotta do. You need to let him go.
Cringy.
I like the song, but the dancing is not great. Like, that brunette girl, she's not a good dancer. Like, it looks like a fan video.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. This like looks the
song,
fan video.
I definitely like the song. Uh-huh. I would listen to the song, but they don't have it together like the Korean bands do when it comes to the dancing.
They definitely feels like they put this group together in like 6 months and yeah, they were like, let's shoot a music video.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about the Korean that was speaking in the video. It didn't sound Korean.
Well, that's because they're from England.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to speak Korean with an English accent.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But at this, you know, yeah, like, this felt very like independent. Like,
yeah,
this,
it didn't have the production value.
Right.
That
because well, the dancing was actually pretty bad.
Yeah, like, it was bad dancing. Like the whole time I was just staring at the brunette girl, and I'm just like, honey, please you're
stop.
Off.
Please stop.
Yeah, I'm like, stop trying to do those dances.
Why didn't the UK just focus on an English song? Like, why?
They wanted to cash in on the K-pop, and they needed to do it fast, fast,
I know,
this fast,
is terrible.
Fast, fast.
This is a terrible.
And this is what they get. Now
you can't
everybody
do that.
Hates it.
Fail. Like, this is a fail. Like,
I admire the enthusiasm. They seem to try to grab a bit at the Spice Girls era.
Right.
You don't need a man. You got your friends.
Right.
Fuck that dude. Right. Like, totally understand the message.
I mean,
it's
they could have just brought another Spice Girl kind of mm-hmm. girl group out. Mm-hmm. Right?
They didn't have to try to make it Korean.
Yeah.
They didn't have to try to steal from the Asian culture.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like,
get out of here, you otaku or whatever.
Weeboo.
Yeah,
you Korea boo.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah, Angala.
Oh god, I didn't even like the song enough to listen to it again.
I would listen to the song again, but
nice
I wouldn't
scene,
watch
though.
The video again.
You're like, no. I didn't feel like the song was even that catchy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too forgiving, but I like the song. I like the message, but the video was not good.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I kind of agree with some people who say that this is, okay, so this is not trash if you're going for, like, independent artists kind of feel. But it is trash if you're a high production company and you're trying to bust out professional, well-trained idols. This is
you
trash.
You ain't Big Hit. Yeah. You ain't SM. You ain't Jellyfish.
You ain't Jellyfish.
You ain't even Cube.
Damn, not even cute.
Yeah, you ain't even cute. You ain't even Woo Lim Entertainment.
Oh, it's so terrible. So terrible. Okay, let's get to serious K-pop now. Because we got a list. We got a list going.
All right, let's. Corn pop.
So we're going to, the next video we're going to go ahead and listen to is Chocolate by Max. Max is actually from TVXQ. This is his first mini, album. I scared of electricity. Oh, yeah. So it's okay. Oh, no. You shot me.
God, is it bad? No! 야릇한 기쁨을 취해버려 숨길 수가 없어 어지럽 내 맘이 굳어버려 널 가지고 싶은걸 수줍은듯 거친 날 자극하는 손짓 새까만 슬루에 날 유혹하는 몸짓 Like, 번지는 립스틱 No 그대로 kiss me Yeah 어둠을 걸친 No I'm a secret.
That's TV. 미친 가슴 나 터질 것 같이 숨이 차올라 시들어있다 감각은 깨워 멈출 수 없어 Track me back to back to back to Chocolate. 가리적같 나는 소리 없이 아무도 모르게 놀란 아이처럼 얼어버린 널 달래주고 싶어 oh, yeah. 춤추는 desire 느껴봐 deep inside 이성적인 가면 그 속에 숨은 liar Like, 구겨진 package no. Beautiful savage 미친 가슴이 터질 것 같이 Song.
This is what you need from SM Entertainment. This is what you need. This is what you expect when you say we're getting a song.
we're gonna put out songs.
Crisp movements. You know, he's not the most attractive man, but I'm shooketh.
You're shooketh
because them moves, them arms,
chocolate.
I'm also on my period, so chocolate, yes. I know. You have my attention, sir.
Chocolate. It was good. I loved it.
What's his name? Always Max? I thought his name was something else.
Okay, so he is Shim Changmin.
Mm, okay, because, yeah, I remember him being called something else and then seeing it as Max. I'm like, wait a minute, I know him. But I don't know who Ms. Max.
Well, I mean, like, we know who TVXQ is. Yeah. It's just, I never memorized the TVXQ member names. Because TVXQ is before I even got into K-pop. So I know TVXQ songs, but I just don't know member names.
That's your dinosaur era K-pop.
You're right. that's the dinosaur era K-pop.
We just saw a dinosaur.
I would give that 5 out of 5. I'd listen to that on repeat because yes. I just love the chocolate.
Yeah. Maybe while you're eating chocolate.
I know, right? That's what I'm going to do while I'm eating my Hershey's bar.
You should
chocolate. Chocolate.
You should make a TikTok.
Chocolate.
Where you're eating chocolate while this song is playing. If you like TikTok so much.
Oh, God. TikTok? It's the devil. Devil's work. Okay, since we just did Max and he's a solo artist, or this is his solo performance, we're going to do Jackson Wang now.
Jackson Wang.
Are you ready?
I don't know. I'm never ready when it comes to
Jackson. I've been avoiding 100 Ways.
Oh, we gotta.
I've been avoiding it. Like, I've been trying not to.
Okay, let's do this.
Because, and it's really hard because Jackson, you know.
So hard.
It's really hard to be like, nope, can't watch this. Nope. I can't watch this group watch. I can't.
So hard.
Okay, so here's Jackson Wang's 100 Ways. Team Wang.
Team Wang.
I mean.
Team Wang.
Is it? Do you whisper it? Because it's just such a big dick energy that you just have to be like,
Team Wang. Team.
That sounded more pervy than anything.
Team Wang.
Okay, here we go. Terrible. Can I breathe after this? I feel like I'm gonna get so shooketh. I don't know what I'm gonna be able to do.
He's in a graveyard. Is he a vampire?
Oh my God, Jackson Wang is a vampire? Yes, sign me up.
Shadow clone jutsu!
Sexy Jackson jutsu.
I think they're resurrecting.
He's gonna appear right in the middle. That's what they're doing. Sexy Jackson jutsu right here.
Turn over the hourglass. The sand is falling down. Oh, it's too fast. For you, oh you. Waste your love, just let it last. Cause once it's gone, it's never coming back. It's true, could you love me the same?
It's really hard to like hold my screaming.
Tell me what makes you stay, yeah, yeah. There's 100 ways to leave a love, leave a love, leave a love. 100 ways to leave a love, leave a love, leave a love. There's 100 ways to leave a love, and I won't wait a minute. But I'm the only one that you need.
Oh my God.
It's the final curtain call. But if you're ready, I will give my all. For you. Let them say it how they want. If I can love you good, it's no one's fault. Ooh, could you love me the same? I'm the only one that you need.
God, that was beautiful.
I'm shook. Like, I'm sweating.
When he said that he was the only one that we need, like, that just radiated, like, that's why he's the ultimate bias wrecker. Like, you have your bias, your ultimate bias, and you have your ultimate bias wrecker. And we determined that that was Jackson Wang, and he just confirmed it.
Oh.
I need to watch this again.
I almost said.
Can we watch this again? I need to watch this again.
We're going to watch it again. I'm going
to
cry.
Watch it again. I need to watch this again. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great story, too, you know? It was Jackson's perfection. Followers revived him so that he could be with his love.
With that sexy Jackson jitsu.
Yeah. You know, he did it. Because he wanted to raise his love back from the dead, and now that they're back together, they can go to the afterlife together.
I'm having a breakdown. This was beautiful. Oh my God.
Yeah, we need to watch this again. This was beautiful. This was the most beautiful shit ever.
Oh my God.
You know what would have been better? You know what would have made this better? If his followers were the other GOT7 members.
Oh, yeah. No, right? That would be
like, they don't have to sing. It can still be a Jackson Wang song. They just did, like, a cameo. Song, but, like, they could have just, like, helped him get ready. Like, his boys helping him get ready. That would have made this video better. That's the only way this that this video could have been better.
Like, yeah, no,
this is a goddamn work of art.
This is all the points.
This is a goddamn Jackson, work of art.
Jackson, why are you always bringing it? Oh, damn. Damn it. Genius. I gotta take a second, though.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. I was barely in tears. I'm crying.
I was expecting something like Titanic, but he surpassed Bullet to the Heart. Like, Bullet to the Heart is like my go-to Jackson Wang song, and now Bullet to the Heart is gone. Now it's 100 Ways. Now I'm only gonna go for 100 Ways. It's like, now it's gonna be like, Alexa, play 100 Ways by Jackson Wang.
Jackson Wang, I love you. If you ever hear this, I love you so much.
We love you so much. So much, Jackson. Keep doing your thing, boo. Keep doing your thing.
Jackson, if you could just come out with a music video where, like, you're kicking ass and you're singing at the same time, I think my mind would just blow up.
Don't come out with a music video. Come out with an actual movie based off of this video.
Oh my god, I know! This would be such a good movie!
This would be a beautiful, like, movie or Chinese drama.
Oh.
About two people separated by really death and then rejoined together in death.
I'm not a screamer, but... And it really hurts. Like, I can... Like, sometimes it just... You ever feel that... Have that feeling where you could just scream your head off, but you're not going to because you're an adult. And you can hold it in.
I never have that feeling. I always scream.
I don't. I'm not
that's,
a screamer.
That's why when we watch horror movies and stuff, you're always like, shut up, Kaylee.
I'm not a screamer.
But I'm like, no! I hold it in.
I hold it all in.
I have to let go.
And then I just cry at the end. I'm a hot mess later. I just cry at the end. Okay, we're going to watch this one more time.
Watch it again.
Watch this one more time.
A few moments later.
The world just doesn't deserve Jackson Wang.
It does not.
And I'm telling you, we are unworthy.
We're not worthy.
We are not worthy. That is such a good music video. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just
so touching, so beautiful. They lived 100 years in 3 minutes.
That's so beautiful. Oh my God. Can't. It's time to quit.
We retire.
I can't do it again. I'm gonna die. Okay.
Oh, we can't watch another video after this. I'm sorry.
We just gotta end it there. We're gonna end it there, really?
Well, end the videos here. We can't watch another video after that. Can we? Nothing will be better than that.
No, I think we need to go. We need to move forward. We can't just be here. We gotta move forward.
But I want to be here.
No, because we can't end the show here right now.
All right, let's move forward.
We gotta move forward.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But he's the only one that we need.
Okay, I promise you, we're still ending this show with a Jackson Wang.
Okay.
We're still gonna end it. I mean, like, we're still gonna watch another Jackson video.
Okay. But nothing's gonna be better than that.
Okay, no, it's not. But we need to go forward.
We should have waited. I wasn't ready.
We gotta keep going forward.
I can't.
We gotta go. Let's go. We're gonna go. We gotta go forward, okay?
Right.
The next video we're gonna be following up with Jackson Wang is NCT's Kick It.
Sorry, NCT. Sorry, okay. Do Young.
NCT 127's Kick It. Get it together, Nisa. Get it together.
Do Young, I love you.
Do Young, I love you.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. Okay, focus. Refocus, though. We're refocusing.
Okay, they're wet.
We're refocusing, though.
Yeah, let me introduce you to some new tales. Yo, woo! New tales. Bass kick swinging like a Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee. Hey, yo, Bruce
Lee.
You want shimmy, 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 Brody Bucknell. You know that Bucknell. You know that little duck tail. Not a poodle chiller, Joe. Bruce Lee. Hey, yo, not a daddy.
Johnny, what are you doing? Yo.
Coming up, 지금 여기로. Baby, 느낌은 네 멋진 머리로.
Fighting for day.
아무 생각 말고 너의 이야기대로 걸어와.
어두운 어제가 오늘은 삼켜버리기 전에
내 목소린 덮어져야 해. 소리치면 돼 내게 no more trauma.
Baby, we go wild. Hey. One, two, seven, swat.
Drip, 흘러넘쳐 guts. 잃어버린 것 어디서든 make it pop. Keep on moving like the Kwan. 내 앞을 막을 때 Samuel Jackson, then what's up? Baby going on, baby, you just gotta watch.
행들도 들고 다 영화같이 여름거리마저 마셔라치. Looking at everybody, looking at me. Yeah, I'm sick of movie. 뚜루뚜루 하나씩 Broadway, 자비는 없지 ruthless. Drop it up on my enemies.
Su많은 날들의 같은 장면을 반복한 끝에 어제게 널 무너뜨리고 소리치면 돼 내게 no more drama.
Baby we go wild.
Hey.
One to seven squad.
Hey. We are never gonna stop. 끝이 안 보여도 가.
나라 불어 질러줘 눈대. Yo 눈대. One 눈대. 나라 불어 질러줘 Bruce Lee. 날아다녀 하루 종일 Bruce Lee.
Not a little chill, I'm
So you were talking about, like, how you wanted Jackson Wang to do, like, some kung fu fighting.
I know, right? And I got it right here.
And CT was like, hang on, babe, I got you. Not only do I got you, but we have some Bruce Lee references in here. You like that Bruce Lee yellow, babe? We got it.
Are you feeling fed now? Are you, like, are you loving that we move forward a little bit? Like, are you not?
I mean, I still miss Jackson, but I understand we had to move forward.
We got here, and this is great.
And CT, 127,
oh, God.
They knew what we needed.
Damn it. Oh, so good. I want to talk about one thing, though. Johnny, what the fuck you doing? What you doing?
He's trying to bias wreck you.
He's trying to bias wreck me. I'm slowly being seduced. I'm being seducted, and I don't want to. No. Taeyong.
I don't know. Do young, though.
They were all looking really fine in here. They were just...
Do young, though.
Five. Dancing, excellent. Music, excellent. Catchy phrase, excellent. Bruce Lee references, excellent.
Abs
everywhere. It's good. Kicks, kicking bad guys through rooms, through walls. Love
playing it. With the nunchucks.
Love it. Right? I'm gonna watch that again too. That's gonna be on my list. Okay. We've gone through a lot of emotions. The next one we're gonna do is GOT7's. The GOT7 song.
Oh, God. More Jackson.
More Jackson. I told you that we were going to bring it back to Jackson. We just needed to move forward a little. Okay? So we're going to meet GOT7.
All right. But not only that, we get Yugyeom, we get Jin Young, we get JB, we get Mark, Bam Bam, Young J.
Right.
The red tint.
They're gonna bring us down. We were up high, now they're just gonna pull us down. Maybe.
넌 내 안에 번져와 어둠 속에서 널 찾은 순간 네 목소리를 따뜻하게 웠어 내 얼굴 느낄 때마다 소리 없이 스며와 텅 빈 심장에 맘에 너를 채워가 아무 생각도 매야 너로 물들내야 이대로 날 die with you 나의 모든 게 너로부터 살아나 널 영원히 놓지 않을 거야 난 이제 다시 잡은 이 손을 놓지만 널 없이 남은 의미가 없으니까 I swear to my mind 싫은 흉터 다시 보지 않아도 되긴 너로 난 무드려줘 이제 나를 그 의미 깨달았어 나 의미 나의 모든 세상 속 You're the reason why I'm alive 느낄 때마다 온몸으로 퍼져가 텅빈 심장에 내 맘에 너를 채워가 아무 생각도 매일 너로 물든 내일 이대로 날 die with you 나의 모든 게 너로부터 살아나
너 영원히 놓지 않을 거야 난
이제 다시 잡은 이 손에 놓지만 널 없이 남은 의미가 없으니까 All straight up on the moon Oh I 해처럼 매일 변하네 Oh I 그런 맹세 하지 마 듣지 않은 마지막 입맞춤이 아닐 거라면은 물들여도 너는 나 Oh I 물들여도 나는 너 Oh I 너의 아는 네가 또 나의 아는 네가
Looking like a bunch of damn Disney princes.
Oh, you know, like...
Wait, oh, there's more.
Not done. Yeah, it's not done. Who's driving this vehicle? Who's driving that vehicle?
Where are they going?
Well, those horses are going extremely fast for you to be reading. I'm just saying. I can't read in the car when it's getting all jiggly.
I get motion sickness in the car. Can't read.
That was good. I liked it. They were looking, not only were they looking like Disney princess, though, they were looking like straight up vampires, like seducing you and like talking
raising
about,
us from the dead.
Talking about the moon and shit.
They were raising us from the dead.
Like Bam Bam and his silver hair. Fine. Like, you come with his little side swoop thing going on. Fine.
Fucking Jin Young just staring at us with his chainmail. Looking like an SM god.
Oh, fine. And JB, looking like a straight-up vampire, though. I was shook.
His you can hear it in my voice. Was so beautiful.
I was shook.
I feel like Jackson was the king of this kingdom. JB is like the rival prince, you know.
Junior was the prince that didn't want to be a prince, but he was a prince anyway. It was a good song.
Yeah.
All these songs were great, except for that Kachi song. That was trash.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember that Kachi song.
Yeah, it was a good day for K-pop.
It was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait, yes. These music videos were good. Max's Chocolate, Jackson Wan's 100 Ways, NCT's Kick It, and then GOT7's By the Moon.
By the Moon was actually, like, a good way to end the show.
I know, right? It kind of worked out.
I was a little skeptical at first because I was like, but we're so high on that Jackson Wayne caliber, but...
it worked out
NCT
really well.
NCT brought us down.
Yeah.
And then...
And then we ended up
with
GOT7.
Not by the Moon, by GOT7 right. Brought us down a little bit more. And now we're a little bit more calm.
You're right.
We got to see some more Jackson in that.
Right. Things that have happened in K-pop, or the K-pop community. Want to say congratulations to Chen from EXO and his new baby girl.
That's right. Chen's a daddy.
Yeah. And fuck everyone who's trying to say that he should leave EXO because he's a daddy now. No.
No, he needs to make money for the baby.
Right, he needs to make money for his little girl because she's going to use him as an ATM machine when she grows up.
She's going to be like, Daddy, but you were in EXO!
Right. Daddy, you were in EXO. You can buy me this. So, I don't know if you caught the on Twitter. It was really funny. There was a hashtag going around. Hashtagging Super M Sans go to jail party.
I do remember that, yeah.
And that was hilarious because what was happening is that Super M had their, you know, virtual web concert. And there were stans streaming it to friends for free. They paid for the ticket and then they streamed it and invited all their friends to watch it. So then Super M's, you know, Twitter account said that anyone streaming illegally, well, there will be like
consequences for copyright infringement,
right? So then hashtag Super M Stance going jail party happened, and that was just hilarious for like a couple days because it was like
everybody thought they were gonna go to jail.
Yeah, everybody thought they were gonna go to jail.
And then you posted that gif from Boondock Saints, pack your shit,
right? Pack your shit. You're right. That was pretty funny. What wasn't funny during this whole pandemic thing was the JYJ member who jokingly said that he had coronavirus. That did not go well.
He did it for the lols.
Yeah, he was, and he didn't get any lols. It was Jaehyung. I don't listen to JYJ, so I don't know these members, but I feel like. Now
they were doing it
to
get attention.
Right. Now I'm not going to because of this one fool here. And that's not funny. Okay? joking that you had COVID-19, when, especially when you're a celebrity. And then, you know, you have a lot of these fans who are like worried about their celebrities catching it and hoping that nothing bad happens to them. Like, I for a time, I was constantly in fear that one of the BTS members would get COVID-19. And then
President still hasn't gotten it.
And I was like, what if even they though get
a
it?
Couple of his aides got it?
Oh, yeah.
Wear your mask, dude.
Yeah, the president has like two aides in the White House that.
Yeah, the president has aides.
I mean, but yeah. Oh my God, did you hear Joe Biden mistakenly called COVID-19 the Wuhan virus?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, Lou. Lou.
That was funny.
I'm just trying to get you in the mood.
Poor Wuhan. Poor
Ooh. Wuhan.
Ooh. Oh, by the way, though, did
Baby,
you know
let
that...
the COVID come to you.
Did you know that the Chinese members that left EXO, like Wuhan, Chris, and...
Tao?
Yeah, Tao. They're coming back.
To EXO?
They're gonna be like the Chinese line of EXO.
Or EXOM?
I don't know. I have to look this up. But I heard that they were coming back into the company.
Oh, well, good for them.
And
so much for I don't want this anymore.
And we're gonna see Chris, Liu, and Tao again, which and I'm Lei. Excited for, because I love Wuhan. I got the Wuhan virus.
I think I got the Chris Liu. Wu virus.
I'm all about the Wuhan.
Chris Wu is my Chinese bias from EXO.
Right.
If I had to pick one.
I'm gonna see
I mean, my that. Bias in EXO changes. Right now, it's Baekhyun.
Oh, no, Kaylee. Kaylee, help me. I've contracted the Wuhan.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm Wuhan gonna give COVID-19 to. Ooh.
Okay, that's all we have for... All we have time for today. So, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
At this time, we'd like to thank you for listening to the Horror Club podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and listen to our podcast pretty much anywhere and everywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Podbean, Google Play, Twitch, iTunes.
I don't think we're on Twitch. Don't lie now.
We're not on Twitch?
I thought we were on Twitch.
Oh, okay. We're not on Twitch.
We're not on Twitch. And if you really hated your time with us today...
Go put some sardines on your shoes and go get eaten by one of Carol Baskin's tigers. Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, Kaylee, you know what?
What?
What's inside your buckle? I always wanna know.